What I thought was amber was a somber song, for what I thought was summer was an auburn somber one turn.
I discovered time had a smell. It must have been the laughter, something I'd swallowed. Now with the hair, part of the sky, discarded from my self-interest. Since this motivated the memorial of my memoirs, visited by strangers, something like the best of jet lag stunts. But how I caught on to these accusations of customs, these birds were not following me, but I was marking their path. Initialing instinct, pending motion, assuming the role of myself, the morning prophet walking in steps of 12. I wrestle help with the hand of hope, piece the puzzles together with a band of spirals from the notebooks burned, so I can see the afternoon in the outline in the secondhand smoke. Must be a function of extended memory. Trust what? An assumption of energy drives you through the walls of the hidden, but not forbidden decadence. I built a world full of sorrow and grief, lived beneath the soil that nourished the seeds and gave birth to trees. Tasted the fruits that were linked to envy and greed. Sailed the seven seas in search of happiness, but it seems that each turn I make is a barricade that concealed my fate. Lost in a mirage where we all look the same in our relentless quest for fame, where each step taken accounts for a minimal gain. Crying when these built up emotions come pouring down like rain. Hurting and not quite able to understand my pain. Sitting in a corner quietly waiting for the day when my world would just be another chapter in the quest for identifying our purpose and our existence. And I'm writing words that portray images of love, passion, and hate. Writing words that help me escape into a cloud that moves beyond this land of glittering gold, casting shadows across the earth in search of my soul.
I had predicted the past and laughed in the face of the drawbacks, plastered atop my psyche, trapped in this universe till it collapses. Here to the background, in the beginning there was ash and snow caps would stare blankly using my facial features as a map. Since I got the mothers of invention off birth control, I've worked my fingers to the bone, scraping my pen across this paper. For now I'll drop anchor here and take a knee to my savior. I'm the rider of the purple sage, but even time has a creator. Cause I just can't explain why in the middle of my sleep my nose bleeds. I'd be better off trying to count all the little bones in my feet, but still I question who is she keeping rose petals up her sleeve. This is like the flat earth society or a steel rod fence sitter, and I'll still litter her clitoris from upriver waterborne. But the object was not to kill her, but simply to reinvent her.
Mass murder had occurred to her, trying to outword her. I heard her say that something disturbed this day. I ensured the way, trading warning signs. My size matched the designs. It was time's way of intimidating me, waiting patiently, courageously facing the sea. At some point the artist began escaping me, pretending as though we knew the melody. We romanced with infidelity, engaging ever so intelligently. What a legendary moment of obscurity. Purity started flirting with me. It was half-wasted effort, part better days. Stuck in the twilight settler's ways, broken down in the jester's maze. Water escapes my words, my thoughts are discussed among some birds. The internal noise overrode my voice, the thrill is gone, still the bond remains. To what honor do I owe these chains? I am the calm, corruptible amount of brains. Gleefully we rub together our veins.